Even by the appalling standards of present-day human trafficking in the Mediterranean, the voyage of the Blue Sky M stands out for its scale and its pure strangeness. The cargo ship, some 90 yards from stem to stern and flying the Moldovan flag, sailed from Turkey earlier this month, bound for Croatia. Along the way, someone sent out an SOS when it neared the Greek island of Corfu. And today, the vessel was on autopilot, its crew apparently having jumped ship, headed dangerously for the coast of southern Italy. The Italian Navy boarded the Blue Sky M and brought it to shore in Gallipoli. Its cargo was human, hundreds of people, migrants seeking illicit entry into Europe. Well, joining us from the provincial headquarters of the Italian Red Cross in Lecce, Italy, is spokesperson Mima Antonacci. And Ms. Antonacci, first, can you tell us how many people were on board this ship and where do they come from?
Well, the number of the refugees is around, should be between 600 and 900. But actually, I can say there were 60 children, two pregnant women, one woman gave birth on board.
There were earlier reports that some people on ship had died. Is that true? And what was generally the health condition of the people on board?
What I can confirm is the general health condition of the refugees, how they arrived at Gallipoli. They arrived in very, very bad conditions, hypothermia, frostbite, and some fractures, legs. What I have seen, it was terrible.
Ms. Antonacci, where are these people from?
These people are mostly from Syria. These people have been received by us and by our local authorities. We're doing our duty and we are taking care of them.
How common is it for ships with migrants coming from the Middle East or North Africa to come ashore near Lecce in southern Italy?
We have constantly, and I repeat constantly, immigration boats arriving in Sicily, in South Italy, in Apulia, in the coasts of our south are constantly involved in this rescues and in receiving people in these conditions. And so our personnel of Croce Rossa Italiana is well trained because we have constantly to face this situation.
Did you hear descriptions from any of these people of what actually happened? What happened? How it was that the crew abandoned the ship and set it on a automatic course toward the shore?
Yeah, what we have been told is that they have been abandoned in open sea and they went away. That's what our translators or maybe the people told when they arrived. So if our Navy and our Royal Air Force did not have in this manner, we now would talk about several hundred deaths. Because I can tell you, the coast of Salento, the coast is full of cliffs on this side.
So you're saying if the Italian sailors and airmen had not gotten onto the ship and taken control of it, it would have just slammed into the cliffs and there could have been hundreds of migrants killed in that accident?
That's for sure. Because actually the ship was with this automatic pilot heading our coast here in Salento, and our Navy took over the command of the ship. If they couldn't get this command, we would now talk about a big, big disaster.
And six sailors actually got on board and...
Got on board by the helicopters of the Italian Air Force. They brought the ship safely home.
Ms. Antonacci, thank you very much.
Okay, keep on working.
That's Mima Antonacci, spokesperson for the Italian Red Cross. She spoke to us from Lecce, Italy, about the cargo ship that was on autopilot and intercepted by the Italian armed forces today. The ship was carrying hundreds of migrants.